Nick, they great questions.
Yeah,
Was that
fantastic.
enjoyable? Oh my
Yeah.
God.
It looks, I was like, okay, they're enjoying themselves. Just sit back and don't say anything. Don't interject. This is going somewhere really interesting. Anyway, let's get started, shall we?
Yes, let's do that.
We already have, I guess.
Haven't, I'm sure we have.
So I asked, well, everyone, all three of us were very happy to reconvene. It's always a nice chat when the three of us get together. And this time I asked Nick to prepare questions for Ben and I, because Ben did two podcasts before where he asked Nick and myself questions about our friendship, and so we've just reversed it. And then next time I will ask questions about Nick and Wigo's friendship.
I think that'll happen after the convention.
Yeah, after the convention,
Yeah,
yeah.
after
That's
the
good.
convention wrap up.
Yeah.
I've got this like list of questions and things that I've been working on, and of course the other thing I'm thinking is that I didn't want to ask anything you two have spoken about before with Alison, but
Right.
also so I don't know. So I just went. So the first thing. So hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello. I think I'm
Hello.
running the show, and already it's going
Yeah.
beautifully. So I was like, the first thing I thought of was, all right. In previous podcasts when we chatted, and I've heard you ch two chatting about it separately as well. Yes, and right, playing yes and.
Yeah.
Do, I just thought, right. I want to take this further. Are there any yes ands moments that you two remember, recall fondly, or alternatively, or both, any that went further than you expected, like in a public place, which you can talk about on a radio program?
Oh, that's an excellent question.
It's such a good question. Look, I don't know if it's necessarily a yes and, but it was, I feel like it might have been the start, like the genesis of that part of our relationship was definitely an English class where, just random commentary would turn into raucous giggling, which would then turn into more random commentary. So it was, that's where I feel like it started, but it's really, it's hard to put a, because it was so stupid, like quite a large portion of our conversation tends to be very stupid
Yes.
and ends up down like seven rabbit holes. So you go down a rabbit hole and then there's like, well, it's just a rabbit warren, basically. So it's very
Wow, there you
difficult
go.
to put your hands onto a particular
Rabbit.
rabbit, if you will. Yes.
Sometimes you put your hands in there's rabbits, sometimes you put your hands in it's marmalade. I don't know.
Sometimes it's a rabbit holding a magician.
Yep.
Sometimes it's a magician holding a hat, holding a
Now,
rabbit.
if it's a rabbit, is he wearing a waistcoat? Would he be in a waistcoat? Is that how you
Oh,
imagine?
absolutely.
Is
He had
he
a
dressed as a magician? That's what I want to know.
he would also have a waxed mustache.
I'd love a wax mustache. Can you still buy those, or you need to just grow a mustache or wax it?
Well, I
I
think
didn't expect it to happen so quickly. Like,
it
I knew that that might trigger something, but I didn't expect it to happen that quickly. hang on, Nick. We want to get back to, do you have to buy a wax mustache, Wiggins, or do you grow a mustache or wax it?
No, I think, well, the rabbit's part of the routine, right? So
Right, right,
the
right.
magician's rabbit.
Well, oh, okay. So it's still the magician doing the tricks,
Oh,
but we're
absolutely.
seeing the rabbit doing, looking like it's doing the tricks.
Absolutely. And
Gotcha, gotcha,
so
gotcha.
the magician has
Yeah.
already grown the rabbit's mustache and it's waxed. It's pre-waxed.
Free wax, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a
Yeah.
professional.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely it is. The hat, the magician's hat also
Yeah.
has a pre-waxed
Pre-wax
mustache. Yeah.
mustache, yeah. And
Indeed.
at the end, he throws them out like candy to all
Oh
the
yeah, it's
children
like
in the crowd.
drummer's sticks at the end
Right,
of the
yeah, that's
concert.
right. Yeah,
Yeah.
you get a pick, sticks,
Yeah.
mustache,
Waxed mustaches.
wax
Yep.
mustaches. Yeah.
The hat doesn't get thrown out though.
No,
No, no,
you got
no,
to
no,
keep the
no.
hat.
Yeah.
That's to be silly.
They're expensive.
Yeah. So I think that answered your question. So this would be a good time to say, like, that's it. Like, there's no one time because it's or ongoing.
Right.
It doesn't really end. There's no end and there's no beginning. And the rabbit warren thing is other people come in and they're like, "What? Where are we?" And we go, "Don't worry, you can't. I can
There are
try
no
and go
ladders
back.
back.
I used to be able to go back quite well and backtrack, but that's getting it even harder for me to like go. Where? How did we get to that?"
Stop. No, that's interesting. It's got harder. When did you notice it's got harder?
Oh, I think I'm just out of practice. Like,
Right.
I think, but it definitely used to be like, hang on, how do we get here? All right, let's go. And then that's bit and the mustaches and the can, the rabbit and the warren and you ask the question and all that stuff used to happen pretty quickly. But I don't know. I don't know. Mid-40s, things
And we've
start
also,
to.
like we've touched on before, Maddie was a rabid note taker.
Yes.
Rabbit? Rabbit note taker?
Rabid.
Rabbit.
Rabid.
Yeah.
He would take notes with the froth coming out of the side of his mouth.
Yeah.
So there was always notes. Like that when these conversations happened, especially in group form, there was always notes. So there was a ladder to go back up
Yeah, but
in
often
many
like the
cases.
next day when you read the back, it says like magician throws mustaches into the crowd and be like, oh, yep, okay. Sounds all right to me. Or it's indecipherable handwriting or whatever, because it's hard to keep up with that. There was a second part. What was the second part of your question? There was about like, can we remember going too far or going.
Yeah. Like, can it go too far, or do you both
It
monitor?
probably went too far in public if we were out with a big group and then we just again went down said warren by ourselves and then we're like, oh, hang on, we have to socialize with other people. That could be a problem if there's other people about. We've got lost.
I do remember, and again, I think it was probably one time where Matthew at the Kent,
You
where,
narrow it down.
well, yeah, where we were actually sitting with real adults, and the and Matthew asked me a really simple question, and the question was, "What's your favorite word?" And like there's lots of great words in the
Great
language, of
words.
course. Lots of great words. And his thought was that I would say, like, trousers, or, well, basically trousers. I think that's where his mind had gone. And I just yelled out "cunt"
Yeah.
really loudly in the
Really
middle of a
loudly.
restaurant. And
I fell out of my chair. It's the right answer. It
wrong
was
time,
wrong
right
time.
answer.
No, right time, right time. Just, wrong place, right time. That's your story, we go. That's your autobiography title.
Excellent.
But yeah, there's a lot of just, I don't know, it goes around and around and it goes on and on. This is why, like, we get off the phone and our wives say, how's everyone else in the family? And we're like, I don't know. We didn't get to that. We didn't really talk about anything. There's a lot of that.
Exactly.
It's having spent a couple of podcasts chatting to you two and having like the formal conversation thing, which I find tremendously fun. That question and your answer just opened up your friendship to me. Like, I understood it on a much more interesting level. And so now I'm like, oh, do I just want to sit back? Like, I and wait and see what happens? Or, that's, yeah, that.
It's funny, and I mentioned this before, but I remember being at a party at our house and someone saying, you two should have your own radio show. It just took us like, I don't know, 15 years, 16 years to actually have a podcast that we're like, oh, we could just talk and just, talk rubbish, see where that goes. But again, we get too caught up in it. Like, I have no concept when we're talking stupidly about whether other people are bored or think we're rude, or that just sort of goes away. I'm sure it's happened. I'm sure it's happened to girlfriends, certainly, where we're just like, oh yeah, someone,
Well,
maybe at
I've
this.
had two thoughts during this particular piece of the conversation. And the first thought was that Matthew always asks really good questions in that moment. Like he won't let me get away with saying something without explaining it further.
Right.
Do
That's
you know
and
why?
that.
Because Wigo's logic is my favorite. I think that's the fun part. The whimsical stuff is great, but when I ask him to explain it logically, then it's even funnier. Because he tries. He'll try, even though he knows it's there's no logic, but he'll try and find the logic.
Yeah, I'll try and pick up the yellow and red and orange Lego blocks and put them all together in a nice little house, and it'll turn into a rabbit with a wax mustache.
Why are there Lego blocks?
I don't know, like they're just the pieces, right? Like they're the pieces
But
of
you
the
said colors,
story.
like white colors. Why
I don't know.
the
They just
just
came
those
out.
colors? Right.
Just
Just I
those
thought
colors.
maybe
They were
there
the
was a
first
link.
colors that I thought of, yeah.
Right. All right.
The
Sorry.
but the other thing was that in regards to having conversations in public or in a group, I don't ever feel like we don't go and squirrel away in a corner somewhere. We will just have these conversations in the group and invite people in. And if people want to come into the conversation,
Yeah.
like we're not putting up walls at any stage.
No, we want people to ask further questions about the
Absolutely.
rabbits with a moustache and, all that stuff. The more
Yeah.
questions or the more discussion, then the more real it is, and then we're happy. We'll just talk like that.
We'll just keep building that world.
Yeah.
So,
Until someone might say, "Why are we talking about this?" That's the last question we want to hear. Like, well, that's the wrong question.
Yeah,
Sorry.
you can leave.
You can leave. We're like, no. Wrong. That's not the point. And it has been a very, I have very, very clear memories of a lot of people asking us. And Nick, you, I know, have said, like, where is that from? Like, is this
Yes.
something? What is this? Is this actually? Yeah. And we'll just be like, no, we're
No.
just,
This is
no.
not a bit. That's
Yeah,
right.
this is not a someone else's bit
It
or
could be a
something.
bit. We're trying to
It,
turn it into a
yeah,
bit,
we're
but
trying
at
to
the
turn it
moment, it's
into a
not a
bit.
bit.
No. But it's a bit for us, maybe, but it's not going anywhere, as you can well tell. It doesn't take long. So yeah, that's always something that, yeah, it's yeah, it's we goes whimsy, and then when I start to go, oh well, let's poke logical holes in it, that's when it's that gets more fun, because then he'll try and explain it. That's what I appreciate.
I'm taking notes, not for this conversation, for me in the future. This is great.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go. I'll have to study so I can then watch closely. I would imagine that partners of yours at any stage in your friendship, I'm very interested in people who are you are close to, how they respond to this
Right.
rabbit warrening.
It's a good question. I'm going to ask Wigo a direct question. Do you do the same thing with Linz, with your wife?
Yes.
Yeah. See, that's what I was going to say, because Justine and I are the same.
Right. Well,
Yeah.
there you go. That's easy.
Sometimes it's, and I don't know if we go, that's the same thing where I am definitely the one on stage entertaining her, where she would tell me that I like that bit, do it again. Like literally, like say that thing again, do that, sing that song again, do that dance again. Like literally, she will say that again, because that's
That's
what she's like.
amazing.
Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so dancing monkey that I am for her. But a lot of times that's a lot of our relationship is that same silliness.
Can feel my that the muscles in your cheeks when you're smiling so hard. I was just smiling all through that answer. That's so lovely.
But
Like
that's the
really
same. Is
intensely.
that the same for you, Wigo?
Yeah, Lindsay and I
Apart from the
sing songs
dancing
to each
monkey?
other.
Yeah, a lot of songs.
And at Mun, like, really upbeat,
Yep.
funky songs with a lot of scatting about very mundane things.
Yes.
Like literally anything will turn into a song,
Yeah.
and we just join in with each other. Doesn't matter who starts it, but
Yeah.
you've just got to carry on. Bring in the harmony. Like, yeah, whatever it takes. And it's great. And Nick, I suppose to expand on people in the group coming into the conversation, I feel like there is like the people that I'm most closest to, so my wife and my sister especially, when they met Maddie, it just be they just became part of that conversation, and it wasn't there was never any it was just like, oh, we're doing this. Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't even
And
know if it was even a thought of, oh, we're doing this. It was just like, all right,
this is just what we do.
this is all right, we're all going. Okay.
And that just made it, yeah, it's like it just makes it so easy
Yeah. And loud.
and very loud. And strangely enough, when my sister and my wife are with Matthew, I tend to actually take a bit of a back seat
Yeah.
because they want to do that.
Yeah.
Like they just want to talk ridiculousness, and
It's just
that's
playing, right? It's
enjoyable.
just all it is. It's just playing. You just get to play. Like, that's what we did when we were at school, and it was fun, and we haven't really stopped. And so when we get together, we get to have a play with the rabbits and so forth.
You both have such like great podcast radio voices,
Oh,
both of you,
really?
and they're really complimentary. And
Ah.
I can't imagine that you two haven't realized this. I mean, have you realized this?
That is maybe the first time I've ever got feedback on a radio voice. So however many episodes I've done, no one
Wow.
has ever said, your voice is very good, or your voice is very bad, or why do you do this, or why, like those kinds of things. Nothing technical. No one has ever said anything ever about my radio voice.
Oh,
That's weird.
Really?
I'm surprised.
No, I listen to I listen to it all the time. At no, I'm sure at the start I was like, oh boy, I keep listening to myself. That's always hard, but I don't know. What about you, Wigo?
So in my recent role, well, not recent, I've been in this role for 2 years now, my work role, I have been doing some voiceover stuff. And I don't really like the sound of my own voice. I don't think anyone really likes the sound of their own voice, but it is something that I have been told a little bit more recently, and I enjoy doing that. I enjoy doing the voiceover stuff, and I'm getting better at listening back to myself and understanding that it might be nice for some people to listen to my voice. One of the people from work said, I could listen to you. What was it? What was the context? It was sort of like, well, yeah, can you read me a story before bed? Like I could listen to your voice,
Oh, that's
read me a
nice.
story before bed. And I was like, oh, that isn't that lovely? And it's kind of creepy, but also very lovely.
Depends what the story is.
Well, that's right. Yeah. Do I
True.
get to like choose the story?
That's right. Just be Bill Russell's autobiography. We go, would
It could be.
And
Or
I
depending on
have this.
the.
Sorry, I interrupted there.
That's all right. I was
Sure.
just going to say, depending on the night, it could be Wilt Chamberlain's autobiography.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, no, that's yeah. Anyway, was that the do we answer a question? What was the
Yeah,
question? We have
you did.
complimentary voices.
Yeah, because the registers are different as well. It's
Ah.
so you always know who's speaking
Huh.
as well. It's very clear. So it's like
That's handy.
it's nice listening to you two speaking on this podcast because very easy to track who's saying what, and it means when
Right.
things get complicated, the stuff doesn't blur together. You can separate it.
Yeah,
So when you're
I
speaking
know
quickly, having quick exchanges,
definitely talking to my brothers can be very difficult to listen to. We have very all similar voices, and Mum always says she doesn't know. The only way she knows who's calling is what we say when she answers the phone.
And what
I
do
don't
you
know.
say, Matthew?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's
I'll
just
probably
the
say, hi, Mum. I don't know. Like, it might even be as simple as that. but she knows. I don't know what the other two say.
Does
Good
Jason say,
morning?
aha?
Yes. I have no idea. Does he answer the phone with Jason speaking? Like, I don't know, even if he's the one that's called.
Oh, yeah, he rings her and just says,
Yeah.
Jason speaking. Yeah.
Jason. That's all he says. Maybe that's how she knows.
Please
The other
accept
two
this
say their
reverse
name.
charge call from Jason.
Maybe the other two say their name when they answer when you answer the phone. Make it easier for her. She never really specified.
Well, when you get her on here,
going
that's
to
the
do that
first question you ask.
next time I ring her, I'm just going to say, Matthew. Now she knows. When I get her on here, yeah, fat chance. It's not going to happen. I can hardly talk to her when she's not being recorded.
That's because she doesn't know who you are.
I mean, in person.
No.
When I'm standing in front of her, I think she
Just
knows who
keep
I am.
yelling, Matthew.
Yeah, that's probably why. It's like, weird. When can I get out of this room? Oh dear. Now, where were we?
You're done? Right. So
Someone
We
else's
need a
ear
bell.
wiggins. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got your you've been leaning into that recently, right? Don't like the sound of your own voice, but doing some voice stuff. That's cool. And
Yeah.
Matt, you did your solo episodes,
Yes.
right?
Yeah.
So there's some leaning into this kind of already. I'm just fascinated by it because it's, I don't have that at all, that feeling at all.
Well, the risk of the solo episodes. I when did I start doing that? 2 years ago, maybe? A while ago now, in terms of the podcast. And that was a risk because I was like, I don't know if I could even do it. I didn't know if I could talk, how long I would talk for. I probably intended them to be like 30 minutes long, and then I just found that I have a lot to say about things that I like. So they went for the first one went for like an hour or something, and then I did one at the end of last year, and then I just thought rather than wait till the end of the year, I think because we watched Dumplings and I wanted to talk about it, I just wanted to talk about that, and I thought I'll just do one at a half year as well, and then just see. And it's I find it, I definitely need a topic. I have in the past, and this is an exclusive because I've never told anyone this. I have in the past just tried to do get on and do like just some freestyle stuff, and it's doesn't work. I can't. I need Wiggins there to like, I can't do that. I can't just get on and go, this is what I'm thinking today. No, it needs to be highly structured, and I need to have notes in front of me. And then I don't want to do that. I don't want to be like, all right, what am I going to turn it into? Like, what am I going to talk about this week? Even at the start of a podcast? No, I'm not interested in that. But yeah, it was a bit of a risk. But again, the feedback, i.e., from you and maybe Tom, was like, I really like that. And I was like, oh, okay, good. So, two people listened and took notes about what to read and what to watch or what to listen to. And I'll keep doing it. What about you, Wiggins?
Well, I do enjoy listening to those episodes, and now I'm not a bigger reader. My wife has become quite the reader in the last 2 years, and I know that you converse with her in regards to books to read, but I enjoy listening to you in within that space because, you obviously enjoy talking about that stuff, and it's nice to just wander around doing jobs in the house with you in my ears. So there you go, three people. I'm not taking any notes though.
No.
So maybe two and a half.
Right.
The I just had a thought about the episode, the podcast episode that we did with Stu and Rich, where we played rock, paper, scissors at the end of the episode.
Yes, right. On our
And
previous podcast, you can't find, and we won't mention by name.
exactly.
Yes, we did. We did rock, paper, scissors.
And so, Nick, at the end of this episode, we played rock, paper, scissors on a video call whilst recording the podcast. And whoever won
Flash lost.
slash lost had to leave the call.
Yeah.
So we went, and basically the next 10 minutes was went from four people to three people. And then 10 minutes after that, we played rock, paper, scissors again. Someone dropped out. Two people. Rock, paper, scissors. One person. Now, I was last, and I sort of didn't even know what to do, really. But I look up one piece of information on the internet, and then I went for like 15 minutes. And I remember listening back to that and thinking, that was pretty cool. And then did nothing with it until I got into this role that I'm in now. And I feel like that was something that gave me a little bit of confidence to be able to do what I'm doing, what a portion of what I'm doing now. So
So
it was.
what's a tip for how to do that with any sort of degree of success?
I suppose I had never actually sat down and recorded myself and listened back with anything but a very critical ear. Like I was always looking for the shit stuff. And then I started, then when you get like I got a couple of little bits of feedback and then went back and went, that was pretty good. Tempo's good, volume's good. You know, enunciation's good. Like I was able to pick out some stuff that I thought was okay, which then sort of fed my confidence a little bit more. And now I'm the person they come to, and I've been asked to do some stuff outside of that as well. So it's sort of like it just built on itself from those little bits of confidence that I was able to find by going in without such a critical eyes, but also just recording myself and listening back to it. So I suppose that was the beginning of it, because I always used to find it uncomfortable when we would record, and unless if I didn't leave the episode crying, then I probably wouldn't listen back to the episode. But if
Crying
I'd
laugh,
left,
crying
like, yeah,
laughing,
crying
let's
laughing, that's
clarify.
right, yeah, crying laughing. So I would always listen back to the episodes where we, the four of us, would end up crying laughing. But I always found it pretty, I think confronting's too strong of a word, but it was always just a bit awkward
I think the
listening to
four of us
myself.
sort of listened back to ourselves and went, "Oh God." The
Yeah.
other three are way funnier. What let the other
Yeah.
person let the other three talk. Yeah, there's always a
Stop
bit of
talking
that.
over the top of each other.
Never.
No. But I've really enjoyed this last little period of time with work, because I'm doing a whole heap of different stuff that I'd never done before. But that specifically, that voiceover stuff, I really enjoy just sitting down and doing it now. It's good.
That's cool.
That was great. I was hoping I might get something out of that, but that went way further. Thank you for being interesting people.
Thanks for asking good questions.
Is there
Yeah, good
any is there
questions.
any is there any friendship maintenance between you two?
What's that?
I don't
This
know.
might
That's
hang
you don't know
on,
what that is?
I don't even want to.
Did you come up with that term? I've never heard that term before.
I that's I just that's what it's how do you maintain your friendship? I was like,
Oh,
friendship
friendship
maintenance.
maintenance.
Well, I think we're in constant contact via Messenger and the like, but like it's very rare that we would call each other. And there's no expectation for that to be a thing. Like that, the contact via Messenger and a silly comment or a reel or something along those lines, or multiple reels, is like that to me. When I send Matthew one of those things, it's like I'm thinking of you because this made me laugh, and I'm hoping that it'll make you laugh too. And that's the only maintenance that there is. It's not even that. It's just like, I'm thinking of you because this made me fucking laugh, so you can have that too.
You
Or,
will.
yeah, or this is amazing. Look at how they made this loop, or look at how they took all of these samples and put them together, and this is incredible. This made me think of you. And that's it. Like, I suppose the internet in many ways has made a friendship such as ours much easier to maintain, because I'm a pretty simple guy And that, like, just receiving things like that is like, that's pretty cool. Like, I feel connected with Maddie in that way.
Yeah, I want to hear more about how you're a simple guy. You like your beer cold. You like your pool cleaned.
I don't want to talk about that right now. But you are right. I do like it when my pool's cleaned. And at the moment, my pool isn't clean, but that's
Yeah.
about as far as I want to take that now.
Don't want to bring him down.
No, I am. I think I'm a pretty simple guy. Like when it comes to relationships, like if, like, I like it when my wife hugs me. I like it when my sister calls. I like talking to my mum. I like hanging out with my friends and with no expectation of anything other than we just get to hang out. That's enough. And cold beer.
I don't know if you can hear that, but my children are currently screaming at each other while you're going through that lovely answer. And the door just slammed, so I don't know. Maybe we won't pick up any of that.
I didn't hear
Hopefully,
it.
there'll
I
be
had
a
to tell
nice
my wife.
juxtaposition.
Well, funnily enough, I had to tell my wife to tell my eldest son to shut the fuck up via text message as we started because he was being a right loud person. He was being a Wiggins,
Yeah.
basically. And that's my job right now, not his.
Your job's to be the loud person.
Correct.
Yeah. No, I don't go. I'm not. I've, a lot of friends that do the same thing. Like I keep in contact with them through social media. Basically, the same thing. I'm thinking of you. Here is this silly thing, or here is this song that reminds me of you, or here's this thing. I don't do maintenance of I don't do maintenance of relationships very well. I've never been a big fan of that. I mean, I probably had to learn that in like. Being married, probably had to learn it was important, and like you can be relaxed, but that doesn't help all the time. That relationship probably does need maintenance, and with your kids, that definitely needs maintenance. But with friends, yeah, it's just, I'm too tired to. If I have to put work into a friendship, then I don't
Is it
know.
really a friendship?
Yeah, I have to think about it. I don't know if I have any friends where it's maintenance. Even if I have friends who are like difficult, I just go, oh, they're difficult. It's not like my job to make them not difficult, if that makes sense. You know who you are out there. Not my job. They're them. Okay, fine. No. Justine has said at times, like, I don't know if her friend's flaked out or canceled or I haven't heard from them or whatever. She's like, that doesn't make you angry. And I go, no. Not really. And then, sometimes she gets annoyed that I'm not annoyed. That's always a weird moment to be like,
If she starts sending them text messages on your behalf, then that's probably strange.
In passive aggressive people she doesn't know.
How did you get this number?
Oh, dear.
Right. I've tried. I've the last few days I've been working on these four categories. Because I've just got a random
He's got
question.
categories. Can we
Categories.
roll a
I
dice?
love
Is
it.
there a
No,
dice? Can we roll a dice?
no. So what you're going to do is you're going to just you are going to describe each other, but you have to describe each other based on these four categories. So you need to have an answer to each one,
I'm
right?
going to have to write something down.
Yeah. And I want you
Oh,
to think
shit.
first.
Okay, think first. All right, yep.
You have some thinking time, right?
Okay.
So first category is sport.
Yep.
The second category is food.
Yep.
And the third category is literature. And the fourth category is film.
Cool. Good.
Sport,
Good. I
food,
like this.
literature, film.
Wonderful. I was glad those were the categories. Makes it a bit easier. Right. Okay. So one at a time, do you want us to do
I don't know. I
sport?
haven't. Both should we one by one? Yeah.
Well,
Why don't, oh.
we might be here a while. That's all I can think of.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No.
But
Okay.
that's good. These are good. These are four topics we have covered at length.
Yes.
In our, I guess, over 30 years of friendship. Yeah. These are three or four topics that we definitely talked about a lot.
Sport.
So,
Go.
okay,
Sport.
sport.
Yep.
Right.
Well, okay, I have a question about the question.
This is called in the business
Yes.
supplementary information.
So am I describing Matthew, or
Yes,
am
there
I
you go.
describing
Yes.
I'm describing Matthew as a sport, or as
Oh no, it's getting too abstract if you
getting
do
too
that.
deep.
I want to do that as well. Can we do that
We'll
as
do that
well?
the
Do
next
that
one.
as well.
The
Right.
but so am I is it the sport that
Yes, I've got
you
it.
can do what
Here,
you want with it.
I'll do it for you,
Oh yeah,
Wigo. I'll do it
awesome.
for you.
Excellent.
Wigo is long distance swimming. That's what I think. I this came into my head. I like it. I'm going to go with it and
Okay.
start talking before my brain dissuades me. Long distance swimming, got to practice, just following the black line, steady, getting your stroke right. That doesn't seem right. But like just having the rhythm of life of just being steady as a friend, as a person. Big friendly gins, and just not really worrying about other people. You've got to just swim your race, and it's probably monotonous at times. He's not monotonous. I don't know if I'm doing this right now, but like the consistency of it from the outside, would look like it could be just the same thing over and over, but it's not. It's not the same. So when we're together, it's the same as it was when we were in year 9. You're probably picking up on that. But it's not monotonous. There's an end goal to it. That's what I think. I don't know if that's accurate or that's what happens when you start talking before you think about it.
Okay, Matthew is golf.
Really
And
annoying.
no, Matthew is golf because there's a precision and a well, and also a consistency when, so I want to say when done well, but that doesn't make any sense. But so when like
You create this is
good,
this
sorry,
sorry I'm gonna
good
I'm
golf. So Matthew is like good golf in that there's a precision and an accuracy to it, but there is also there underneath there is an imat like there is an imagination that needs to be used and is brought to play when we get together. Right? There is a certain amount of imagination, whereas we might end up in a bunker somewhere, but he knows how to get out of it. Use like using his imagination and bring that to the party.
Yeah. So this is a prime example of Wiggins asking for supplementary information and making things more complicated than
Yeah.
it needs to be. So am I the golf ball or am I
No,
the
you are just
player
like your
or I'm the
golf as
game?
a
I'm
like
golf.
your good,
Right.
like somewhat like good golf.
Yeah.
If you think of
Good
good
golf.
golf,
I am
good
good
golf.
golf. All right. Good. Okay.
All right. So food.
I mean, obvious answer for me is nachos, but that's just because Wiggins loves making nachos, or he
I do.
loved making nachos.
Still do. We have it once a week in
Oh,
our
really?
home.
But
Yeah.
like, I'm
Proper.
talking like what it used to be,
Good
which was a
nachos.
bag of Doritos, great shitload of cheese on top, put some sweet chili sauce, chuck it in the microwave until it just completely melted, and then just eat that and then repeat.
I'm offended that that's
But
what
that's
you think
you.
I am.
Yeah, no,
I
it's
am
pretty
so
good
much
though.
more than a plate of chips with a bit
I
of
don't
cheese
know,
on top.
man. I don't know. It's pretty, it's pretty trusted. It's pretty trusted. Always, it always, I was going to say, it looks disgusting, but I always go back for more.
I would say Matthew is beef stroganoff with mashed potato. It may not, and I suppose I'm thinking of it from the point of view of we don't get to spend a lot of time together, but when I do have beef stroganoff, it's a wonderful thing. And so when I get to spend time with Matthew, it's a wonderful thing
Oh,
because,
that's lovely. It's hearty. A hearty meal.
So hearty, so like warms the cockles.
Yeah. That's a very nice answer.
So I can't wait for literature in whatever form you decide to take that.
I mean, that's a tough one. What is Wiggins in as literature? I mean, I just finished reading Moby Dick, so I let's go with Moby Dick because Moby Dick is 620 pages long, and the whale shows up in the last 30 pages. And so a lot of times you're like, all right, we're going to get to the, oh, no, we're going to talk about something else. Oh, no, we're talking about the whaling industry. Oh, no. Oh, we'll get back. Oh, the whale. Has anyone seen the whale? Oh, no. Now we're going to talk about how a harpoon's made. Oh, okay. That's 50 pages. Okay, good. Fine, fine. Okay, yeah. And then, oh, yeah. Has anyone seen the whale? Yeah, we saw it over there. Okay, let me tell you about the nobility of whaling and how it works. All right, good. Anyone seen the whale? Yeah, it's over there. All right, we're going to see the whale. Oh, I want to tell you about when in the 1600s, guess how much meat they carried on board. Here's an itinerary of the amount of food that they took with them. Can we get to the whale? Yeah, yeah, we'll get to the whale. And then eventually we get to the whale. Oh, we've got to go to bed. It's over. That's pretty much what it's like talking to Wigo. As everyone's noticed.
Yeah.
There you go.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I've been called worse things than Moby Dick. All right, I need to find this because I've got to get this right. Where is it? Bloody hell.
Give me time to think about what film.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What's the fucking book? Oh, that's what it is. Matthew is the book Tactical Empathy by Chris Voss. And it's about, because it's all about the power of asking questions. And that is one of Matthew's greatest strengths, is that he is so curious in his teaching and in his friendships. And it's something that I've taken into my life now, and it was always something really interesting to see about his parenting as well. Was that, I mean, we would always talk about the struggles that we had as parents, but I just remember listening to him and the questions he would ask his kids when they were younger, and trying to unlock just some information from them. And I always felt like that was such a powerful thing, and always felt bad that I never did it enough with my own kids, but always felt very proud of Matthew for being that parent. And so in all of his relationships, curiosity and asking really great questions is key.
That's a pretty good answer.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I'm going to interject because the thing that this podcast does, and having it recorded, what it does is if we're having a conversation and someone says something really cool and then you forget it, like it's basically what I used to do, taking notes.
Yep.
Because the podcast I did with Nick and Beats that we did a few weeks ago, right at the start, Nick was saying how we as a society always talk about, like, when did you fall in love? How did you know that it was I were the one to marry? But we don't do that with friends. And when I listened back to it, I was like, oh, great, great. I've got it. Like, the next time I have to be in a social situation where I'm not doing any small talk, it is asking the question, how did you meet your best friend? Because that is an awesome question.
Yeah.
For everyone. And how happy are you going to be to tell that story? Because no one ever asks you, like, how'd you meet your best friend, unless they're meeting them for the first time, or, you know, like it's early in a separate relationship and they want to know. It just doesn't get asked. But that's a lovely story too. You know, like, how did you know you were going to be friends is a much, you know, it's a much more different question than how did you meet your wife? You know, to be honest, I want to know more about the friendship than I do about how did you meet your wife or your husband. I've got a wife. That's fine. You know, friendships are all different. They're so different. I don't know
Yeah.
if that's so. Anyway, that was just something I thought of when you were saying that lovely thing about me, Wiggins, that should take me some time to recover from. What was the other thing? The film.
Film, film. I think this is going to take us to the end.
What film, Wiggins? Jesus. Like, see, we could easily come back and do a 4-hour podcast on those things in our lives and how what we've covered and what type of people we are in terms of them. But what, who is Wiggins as a film? I've got, have you got something, Wiggins? I'm blanking on this one. All I can think of the movies that we used to watch a lot
Well,
of, but
that's right. Like
I
all the things that are going through my Rolodex currently are Monty Python and the Holy Grail, Caddyshack, Flying High. For some reason, Rush Hour came into my head. I don't even think we watched that together.
Right. So yes, we did. I think or Rush Hour 2. So Nick, this is you want to talk about like what we do and the songs and the silly stuff like that. We all I don't know, all four of us, I think, went to see either Rush Hour or Rush Hour 2 together because we watched anything with Chris Tucker in from 1995 to
That is true.
1999.
Yep.
And I think in the car back, we started to sing a song that has a line that Chris Tucker says from Friday, which is just, "How's your ass, Mr. Jones?" Right? That's the only words to the song. And we sang that for 30 minutes, like in different keys, in different registers, in different ways, over and over and over again. And I never got tired of it. And every now and then that pops into my head. And those kinds of things I do by myself a lot as well. Just phrase, random phrases pop in my head. I'm just going to sing it all the time. So I don't, can we just, can we go and Rush Hour? What a great idea. Jackie Chan, Chris Tucker,
Yep.
different registers.
Yep. Definitely different registers. Who?
Rush Hour.
With who's who?
I think
Because it's going
we,
to be racist
I
either
think,
way.
let's say we're interchangeable and then we can, you know, try to be
Yep.
racist either way. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Sometimes you're Don Cheadle. I don't know. He's just turning up for a couple of scenes. I don't know. I'm guessing, like, I don't know. It's similar. Like, Coming to America, that's another good one. Whether it's a movie that I can watch over and over. I don't know. It's a very good question.
It is again.
Why we ha why I'm having more trouble with the film one than with any of the others is because we do spend we have spent a lot of time watching movies and talking about movies together. So it's just trying to find the perfect one. What is a silly movie that's actually got some depth behind it? You know, that sucker punches you with a bit of depth. Now, this isn't a movie. I watched a movie the other day. It's called Snack Shack, and it's from this year. And I just heard about it on a podcast. It's this coming of age movie. That was very Wiggins-like. It was very silly, and it's about friendship of these like 2 14-year-olds. And then it affected me emotionally, and I didn't expect it to. And so let's go with that. That's a bit of Wiggins, where it's all very silly and it's very nice, but I don't know. It's very reliably connected. There you go.
Oh, that's lovely.
I thought so. But the real answer is Caddyshack, just because. Just because there's so many things from that movie that we would just say in my everyday life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I am.
It was the one for Matt.
Oh, I'm just getting over reliably connected. I'm sort of struggling. in these moments, my head f actually literally feels like it's blank. And then one thing will come into it, just one thing. And it's like a billboard. And then I try and look around the billboard. And no, it's just another billboard with the same thing written on it, but it's bigger.
Oh.
And the reason why the movie Taken came into my head is because I watched it on a plane the other day and I really enjoyed it, even though I've seen it like 17 times.
Right.
But there is any time I turn that movie on, I know that I'm. It's a strange movie to say that I'm comfortable in, but I know I'm going to enjoy it. I know that there's going to be some fucking unreal bits where I just go, that was awesome. But also I know that I know that it can go back on the shelf. That's a terrible fucking phrase. And it's not what I mean, but I mean that I can go and put it back in the shelf, and I can go back and grab it whenever I want and get that same comfort and that same exhilaration of watching that movie. And that was the billboard that came into my head, so I just had to sort of figure out how it worked.
Oh dear, I love it. The double billboard, Wiggins.
But yeah, the second one's bigger. It's like they got a twofer.
They're like, idiot, it's taken.
It
It's...
wasn't even taken two. Like it wasn't
No,
taken at the front and taken two at the back. It was both taken.
still taken. Taken three. Taken more.
Taken four.
Thank you for your extensive elaborations. They were fun.
Oh dear.
So
Bloody
many
hell.
good titles.
Films. I thought today, Wiggins, like, I don't know why, but Reservoir Dogs came into my head. And you? Did we watch that a lot? We watched that a lot, didn't we?
And we listened to the soundtrack a lot.
Yeah, there's a lot of soundtrack work, wasn't there? But yeah, Reservoir Dogs, I don't know why. Certainly that's not our relationship, getting shot and being in the back of the car.
Yeah, I've never cut your ear off.
No. Have I ever said to you, you're gonna be okay? You're gonna be okay.
Yeah, you have.
Say the goddamn word.
You're
You're gonna be
gonna be
okay.
okay.
Yeah, maybe I have done that.
You have absolutely done that. I remember
Yeah,
being on a
right.
lounge. I think you've talked me down from a lot of different situations, Matthew.
Yeah, right. Oh, are you a doctor? Is that what I've
Yeah.
said to you? Yeah. It's probably true, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, you are Harvey Keitel to my Tim Roth on occasion.
I have shot you at the end of. Oh, spoiler alert for a 32-year-old movie.
That was awesome. Thank you.
Cool. No worries. All right. Well, we'll have to do it again because it's a lot of fun. And I don't know. Maybe we could talk about our experiences with sport and food and literature and film. Certainly in the future. I mean, it's something we definitely like to talk about, all of those things. But yes, thank you very much. Thanks for joining me on this evening. And yeah, that's it.